If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee ToppersFoam.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place, Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much-needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Here's the call. Trying to get Uncle Johnny on Zoom. All right, so Uncle Johnny. Uncle Johnny hasn't been on the show in a while. And we always try to get him in the Zoom room. And so we're recording this because I want you to see what we're going through. Last time it took how many minutes to get him in the Zoom
17,
room?
17 okay. Minutes.
I bet he's faster now. All right, let's try to get him in.
I want you to know that I sent him a Zoom room invite and then I got a recorded message back that's just ambient room noise with the station playing in the background and him trying to figure it out.
Can you get him on the phone, Nate?
I'll get him on the phone.
Yeah, call him on the phone.
I love that.
And I was just getting a weird phone call from a number I don't have, but it was area code 212. So I don't know if that was him trying to call me.
That could be his home number. He has because he's back in New York City. Oh, Uncle Johnny. But once we get him, it's always radio gold. It's always like a lot of fun to talk to Uncle Johnny.
Does his home number end in 63?
Yeah.
Okay. He tried to call me. I don't know what he's doing.
No, he's not answering.
Well, he's because confused. He was trying to call me.
He's probably confused. You can Johnny, answer your phone.
It'll take him 30 seconds to hear that?
Exactly.
Okay.
But what I'm loving is he can't even figure out how to use a phone that's connected in his apartment. It's like a connected phone to the wall.
To the wall.
Here we go. Pick him up, Scary. Hello, Uncle Johnny. Good morning.
Hello, lady. Good morning.
All right. So we sent you all the notifications to get into the Zoom room. We're all in it, and we're waiting for you.
Well, I got Froggy's thing, and I got the Zoom room, but it's got so many things I didn't know what to hit.
Well, what do you have?
Well, I went on, it says Froggy, Zoom information. And then I went on to my regular iPad here, which I have the Zoom, and I joined it. I joined the personal link on John Renew's iPad. So I got to figure out how to get in there.
Well,
you should just be able to click it. It should just say join meeting.
Yeah, and you click it.
Like people all over the world do this every day.
Yeah, just join meeting.
Join meeting. All right. Join with a personal link name. All right. I put that. All right. Join.
Just click that.
Whenever you see the word join, it's one step closer.
Yeah. We'll just give out the meeting ID in the past here, right? Or passport right here on the air. We'll have everybody and the brother in the meeting room.
Well, I put my real name down. It says join the meeting. So what do I put when it says meeting ID?
Oh,
yeah. But the meeting ID was in the meeting ID is in the thing that I sent you. It starts with 818. It's a long set of numbers.
Yeah, don't read it out loud.
Oh, yes.
Don't read that out loud.
Why no? But
no,
Johnny,
I won't.
That came into which you're reading that on your iPhone originally?
I was on my iPhone, and
can
then
you just
I
hit
wait
it there?
A minute. Yes, that's what I'm going to do now.
Go back to your iPhone. Hit that.
Yeah, there's a link at the top. It says join Zoom meeting.
Yes. All right, and I got it.
Okay, hit that.
And you join Zoom meeting. I have the number on the top. Shall I put it in there? Or just join? Join meeting.
Just join
meeting. Just join, yeah. It should.
And password. Enter password.
No.
That's the one that starts with 935.
Well, I know he shouldn't have to do a password if it has a join meeting with all the
numbers. Yeah, you should just be able to click and go if you've been invited.
Well, I'm trying to get click and go. Just a minute.
Have you had a cocktail yet, Uncle Johnny?
No, I haven't. I got up about two hours. I didn't sleep well all night.
Oh, Johnny, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So this isn't helping.
No.
Usually there's several lines of gibberish, and you just click the entire thing, and it just highlights, and you go. And that's it.
Or you could cut and paste it and put it in there.
So right here, I got message sent. I went on. It said, join Zoom meeting. All right. Here, I'm joining it now. That is invalid meeting. Okay.
Oh, okay.
He's going to end up in someone's preschool class.
Yeah, that'll be the best day ever. No teeth and no hair.
When we post this video later, can we have a little counter with the amount of time it's taken Uncle Johnny to
do? Sure.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So I'm going to get together with you one day, and you show me exactly and put it up there, and then I'll be able to do it.
But it should be easy. I mean, if he sent it to your iPhone, he sent you all the information. It's all included in the link, the password, everything. All you do is push the link, and it takes you in.
Let me see. I'm on the iPhone, and I hit, please enter meeting password. But I don't know the meeting password.
Okay, I just sent it to you again.
You just sent it to me now.
I just sent it to you again. It's the 935
meeting
number.
ID? Now, it just went away.
Well, that's because it's a text. That's what it does. It's a notification. It comes up and then it goes away. You got to go look at your text message now.
It's in your text messages.
Oh, in my text messages.
Yes.
Oh, see? Where are they?
Your text messages. When you go to
read
text messages.
That's on my phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so what you should do, Johnny, is you should get your phone and open up your text message, and then that way you'll see the meeting ID and the passcode, and then if you have your iPad next to you, you'll be able to type it in while looking at the phone.
Oh, so I got to put the iPad next to me. Let me go see it. Can I get the Twitter on my iPhone?
What do you need Twitter for?
You don't need Twitter.
Oh, here's the meeting password, ID number. Okay, what do I do? Put in password. Oh, it just went again. Just a minute.
Johnny,
okay.
Are you on your iPhone or your iPad?
I got the iPad in front of me and the iPhone in front of me.
Ignore the iPad, right? Just ignore the iPad.
I'm ignoring the iPad.
Well, hold on. Do you have text?
Actually, I think it's easier if he uses the iPad with the Zoom software that he has on there.
Right.
Because he looks at the meeting ID and the passcode on his iPhone.
Okay, Johnny, question. Do you have your text messages on your iPad, too? I think he does. He used to.
He does.
I think I do. Okay. What would that little thing be? That would be text messages.
It's that little
air bubble.
The white word bubble.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Okay.
So, right there, the whiteboard water bubble. It says meeting ID number. All right.
No.
And but that was 802.
Hey, no.
Hold on. Look at that number.
No, 802.
Have thousands of people in the room before long.
It starts with 818.
I'm yelling out the time. All right. So I'm going to write in the password would be number.
No.
Yeah, the 935 number.
No, there's no 935.
Okay. No, it says passcode. It starts with 935.
No, it doesn't say that. Well, let me see.
Yeah, I texted it to you. I know it says that.
Can he just hit the link and it sends him in?
Yeah, listen, I don't know.
Well, now people are texting in that Zoom changed the rules because of security issues, and now you always have to put the password in.
No, I never put the password in, ever. Not one time.
Well, this I send a new link every morning.
Well, then maybe Gandhi and Danielle are here illegally.
Oh, I got it.
You got it?
Just a minute. Hold on.
Here he comes.
9. I'm not going to say it out loud.
You just did.
3, 5. No, I said what he said. And then 4, 8.
We're about to get Uncle Johnny in the Zoom room. We're so excited. This is going to be such a proud moment. Scary, do you have music ready for this?
I do.
Like, triumph.
All right. Just a minute.
It's going to be time to go to break by the time he joins.
No, we're not going to break till we get him.
Incorrect password. Please try again.
Oh, no.
So that's
not possible.
All right, we'll try again.
Okay,
you
meeting
said
935
something a long time ago.
Yeah, right? 935, and then the other 3 digits after it. That's the passcode.
Okay. So we'll try that again.
Okay.
I got big fingers, you know.
I know, Johnny.
What'd they say about that?
Little buttons for big fingers.
Oh, my goodness. This
How
is exactly
doing?
Like trying to get my mom on Netflix.
I got the first 3. Here we go for the second 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
No spaces.
Here we go. All right. Now I continue. Hit continue.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. There I am.
Where are you?
I'm
looking at myself.
Okay, so that means the camera.
You're in a room by yourself.
Is he in a different room?
Join video.
Join video.
There you go.
Here you come. Oh, my God.
Hold on. He's coming.
The microphone. Okay.
There you are, Uncle Johnny.
But you got...
Call using internet audio. What does that mean?
No, you're fine. Yes. Just the way you are.
Just the way I am?
Just the way you are.
Yeah, there you are.
There you are.
Hi, Uncle Johnny. Can you see us?
I can't see you. It says, to hear others, please join audio.
Yeah, you can join the audio.
Call using internet audio.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Turn on the audio.
Can't see us.
So there you are. Now I like Froggy.
Okay.
Not Froggy, I say Scary. Scary, you look good, Scary. Okay, well, I met you.
Uncle Johnny, do you see me now when I talk? I should be. No, I don't, my audio's not on. Uncle Johnny.
No, I can't see you.
Johnny, there's a button on there, and it looks like it's a grid with like 9 little boxes on it.
Yeah,
like
gallery view.
Push that.
Okay, let me see. A grid with the very it's, I got something that says Zoom.
No, you want gallery view. You want to view the gallery so you can see everybody, not just the speaker.
Podcast, video, mute, more.
Maybe more.
He looks like the Six Flags guy.
I minimize a bit virtual background.
No. Yes. Hit that. Hit virtual background.
It says none.
Okay.
In the top right corner, there's a thing that says gallery view. Hit gallery view and you'll see everybody.
Is it the same?
Speaker view and gallery
view. Nothing says Valerie
view
up here.
No, not Valerie. No, gallery.
Gallery. The only thing that says is record.
He's still talking into the phone.
I know, but he's on the iPhone, isn't he?
I'm on the iPhone.
You can hang up the phone now.
You can hang up the phone.
Yeah, you can hang up the phone now.
Oh, no.
Oh, you mean to go back onto the...
What's that noise, Johnny?
Okay. Now I'm going on to the...
No, Johnny, you can hang up the phone.
The regular phone.
Hang up the phone.
Hang up your cell phone. Johnny, hang up your home phone.
Hang up my home phone.
Yes, the phone next to your ear. Hang that up.
All right, okay, now we're just on Zoom. Can you hear us?
Where are you?
Oh, now I see you.
Hi, Johnny.
So where are you? No, I almost did. Oh, there he is.
Okay.
I see Gandhi.
Hi.
Who all do you see?
I see Gandhi. And, I see a Froggy.
Okay.
And yes. Scotty.
Scary and Scotty.
That's it. Okay. And then on the top it says record.
No.
Well, that's because we're recording it.
right, so last time it took 17 minutes. I want to save it.
Where'd he go?
There he is.
Oh, there we go. Okay, last time it took 17 minutes. This time I sent him the original invite at
Danielle,
49 after
Danielle
the... Okay.
And
okay, at 49 after the hour. It took 21 minutes this time.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow, 4 extra minutes to get you on, Johnny.
Any minutes left, you know.
Look at how cute he is. I love him.
Look at all that booze in the background.
Where?
So the good news is we've been recording this entire Zoom room, so we can play this back.
The last time I was on the Zoom was with Katie. She's pregnant. She had the baby.
Katie Perry.
Katie Perry.
Yes.
Hey, Johnny, you're so close to the screen. You can back up like a little bit.
That's how my mom talks. My mom was like, hello? Are you guys hearing me?
We can see up your nose.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Johnny, show everyone your new TV that we got you.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, the new TV's out. Oh,
yeah. Nice. He has there a big go. Apartment.
You do. Jeez. Have a big apartment.
Dude, you have a lot of plants. Are you growing weed in there, too?
It's a whole top floor.
Wow, well, Uncle Johnny, that place is nice.
It's a factory. What do you call it? A loft.
It's an
I've
old,
been here 40
an
years.
Old, an old man factory.
Is it a railroad apartment?
Sort of, yeah.
It's a whole factory. It goes all the way to the back, through
Johnny,
the kitchen.
Johnny, the show them the Tower of Terror elevator. This is the most frightening elevator in New York City.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Move your hand. There, it's right over there. That thing will eat you. The doors will close and they will eat you.
It will not. It hasn't eaten me in 40 years.
There you go. Uncle Johnny finally got on Zoom. I'm worn out.
That was great.
Oh, it was awesome.
God.
Oh.
But every single time he had a problem with his cell phone or anything, his remote control for his TV, that's what happened on the phone.
Uncle Johnny versus technology.
Yeah. Technology won every time.
I'm blown away at how patient I was. I don't think I'm that patient with anybody else in my whole life.
You got to keep in mind, that was during pandemic. We had nothing but time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were like, oh, thank God.
Remember when he would give us his iPad or iPhone to hook up to the Wi-Fi? And we'd go to hook it up and have Boys Ahoy on
the browser. He'd have his gay porn. Yeah.
Boys Ahoy.
Oh, God, Johnny.
Johnny. Oh, God bless you, Johnny. Thank you for all the laughs. People are asking, is there going to be a service? You know, it was Johnny's... He was very, very... very insistent on this. He wanted to be cremated immediately. He didn't want anyone to look at him. He's like, I don't want any viewing. I don't want a service. Just throw me a big party at Cherry's on the Bay on Fire Island this summer. So we're going to do that. Yeah. We'll let you know when we're getting closer to that. So there is one person who did see him as far as his friends go, and that's our friend, Richard Bell.
He's his bestie.
Yeah, they called and said, you know, Johnny passed away at 7:25 this morning, which was right before he got the call, actually. He had just passed away. And they said, we'll keep him here in his room if you want to come see him real quick. And we were way out at the farm. We couldn't get into town. But Richard said, I'll go. So Richard Bell went up to his hospital room, and he sat down with Uncle Johnny's body. And he's like... And he called us. He's like, I'm with him now. I went, oh, okay. Are you okay, Richard? He said, it's like he's just sleeping. And I keep wanting him to wake up. I'm like, wake up, Johnny. And he didn't, of course. But our friend Anthony brought him a little Bichon, a little stuffed dog that looked just like his Sophia, who passed away several years ago. So Richard took Sophia, the stuffed dog, and put it right next to his chin, and he held on to him. Aww. And that's how Richard left him. So anyway, wow. Funniest guy you've ever met.
Yeah.
Uncle Johnny. He was from another planet. Mm-hmm. Without doubt. And we love you, Uncle Johnny.